Doncaster cuts give rise to tent city. Homelessness in the UK has reached epidemic proportions. 120,000 children will be homeless this Christmas. 2 million people are waiting for social housing, and a cap on benefits has added to the 60,000 evictions a year. There has been no response from government, except inane ramblings such as difficult decisions must be made, and we're all in this together. Homelessness in Doncaster is no worse than other towns, but a few enterprising folk have set up a tent city to protect the town's homeless. An appeal went out through social media and the community has responded magnificently. Tents, camp beds, blankets, clothes, food, and toiletries have all been donated. Someone even paid for a couple of toilets to be hired. Within a very short time, people volunteered themselves to staff the city, which has been set up on a piece of public land in between the council's prestigious offices and the town centre. It's a huge embarrassment to the Labour councillors, who have cut £100 million from services in the past 3 years, and are planning a further £68 million for the next 3 years. This is a council that has increased its usable reserves from £97 million to £104 million, while making these vicious cuts to essential services for the most vulnerable. It's time Labour councils started fighting back and demanding the resources they need to look after the people who voted them in instead of appeasing this weak Tory government. It's time Jeremy Corbyn stood by his opposition to cuts and organised a real fight back. Mary Jackson, Doncaster Socialist Party.